MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Friday, January 12, 2024. Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore with today's headlines. A body has been pulled from the fast-moving water in the Parker River in Newbury. We have a complete update on the latest news regarding the Whittier Tech's new building proposal, along with additional North Shore news.
I'm Bill Newell, and later in sports, we have hoop, hockey, and another Bruins overtime loss. Rick?
All right, thanks, Bill. Sunny today, mid-40s, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 11:28 a.m. In Newbury, a man's body was recovered overnight from the Parker River. WCVB-TV is reporting that a man was reported to be stuck with the rapid-moving high-water current of the river. Police say a bystander tried to enter the river to reach the man but could not do so. The victim has not been identified. The Beverly Dive Team was also involved in the rescue. State-funded child care providers will be getting a boost in funding. Salem News State House reporter Christian Wade reports today that providers will get a 5.5% increase in daily per-child reimbursement that will begin in February. There is more news this week on the proposal to build a new $444 million Whittier Tech building in Haverhill. Voters in 11 communities that send students to Whittier will be going to the polls on Tuesday, January 23. Tomorrow, the Whittier Tech staff will be leading tours of the current school from 9 to 11 to give residents the opportunity to see the school's current condition and to be able to ask questions about the project. On another front, Jim Sullivan writes in the Daily News this week that an attorney representing the Whittier Tech project has sent a cease and desist letter to Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon. Reardon sent a letter to the 29 students in Newburyport who attend Whittier, explaining why he is against the new school building project. The cease and desist letter claims Reardon used public resources to send out his letter. That attorney also sent a letter to the Rowley Selectmen for their letter to the editor to the Daily News opposing the new school project. Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon has been a vocal critic of the project due to the burden it will put on taxpayers.
There's a proposed $445 million project being proposed right now by Whittier. Okay, this was done privately. They formed a building committee. They hired a contract manager, a CM, to guide them through, which is Consigli, that guided them through this process. And the result of that is this $445 million plan. Now, ironically, the same contractor that has worked with them through this process over these number of years since they've entered the MSBA program in 2019, that same contractor is now helping fund, along with the other trade unions, the Yes campaign to get this passed. So the people that are going to benefit from this financially the most, the contractor in this case, is the one financing and pushing this Yes campaign for Whittier. It's not residents, it's not parents. That's what we're looking at here. So that's kind of what we're up against.
Reardon was speaking on his Mayor's Corner podcast, where he added that it is not only the money, but the process that Whittier has gone through during the planning and design of the new school.
How did we not know, or how were we not involved in any of this process over the past 5 years, or even longer than that? They started this back in 2016. They got into MSBA in 2019. How are cities and towns, the ones that have to pay for this, how are we not at the table in helping put this project together? Which is what would happen if we were building a new school here in Newburyport. We would be at the table. There would be public meetings. There would be focus groups about what we're looking for in a new school. There would be talk about how are we going to pay for this, and then there would actually be a real concerted effort to value engineer this down to an affordable amount that we felt comfortable going to voters with. Right now, on January 23rd, when this vote happens at 11 a.m. to 7 p.m., in all 11 communities, we're basically asking you to vote yes, and I will tell you right now, to me, a yes vote means it's a blank check for Whittier. Because the way the warrant's written, anything over the MSB allotted amount for reimbursement will fall on the 11 cities and towns. And there's no funding mechanism attached to that. So if we vote yes, if that's what happens in all the 11 cities and towns on January 23rd, we'll have to go back to voters, and so will the other 10 communities at some point, and ask for a debt exclusion, which will raise a little less than $300 to your taxes each year for the next 34 years.
That's Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon. Again, the 11 community vote is scheduled for Tuesday, January 23. This week, there was a recall of scallops. The Gloucester Times reports that the recall turned out to be much ado about no contamination. The owner of Gloucester company Intershell, Monty Rome, said a number of errors, including the mislabeling of the shellfish in question, led to the recall. An investigation found no contamination and the scallops were found to be safe. The FDA, in its alert, said the scallops were believed to have been harvested from prohibited waters in Massachusetts. And the Lynn City Council will be allocating just over $650,000 from the so-called millionaire's tax to Department of Public Works for road repairs. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
MSO News Sports. News updates throughout the day. Great local sports coverage. Giving voice to North Shore newsmakers.
This is MSO Sports bringing voice to the North Shore. The Bruins lost to the Knights last night 2-1 in overtime. The Bees play in St. Louis tomorrow night. The Celtics lost to the Bucks last night 135-102. The Celtics will host the Rockets tomorrow night. In boys high school basketball from last night, Masconomet beat Saugus in Saugus 57-36. Masco coach Steve Hines was very wary of Saugus.
Always scrappy. I think Joe does a great job of teaching what they want to run. Their guards, they're a little bit scary because they have deep range and they can also attack you going to the basket. So we weren't perfect, but to come in here and win by 21 and give up 36 points, and with guys, you know, not starting and guys coming off the bench who normally start, you know, it's solid. It's solid, you know, and coming off a win against Salem, too, and now going into a very important week. This is a trap game that could have just caused us all kinds of trouble. So I was pleased with the guys.
The Chieftains' defense did come to play last night.
You know, we've always made our mark with defense, but this team is younger, and so we're going to have a few more breakdowns defensively. But it's a gifted offensive team. And when we share the basketball and get each other shots, we're very good offensively. So, you know, I'm kind of torn. You know, it looks like we can be good at everything we do. We just have to mature and get experience.
How about the youth here? It's a young team.
Yeah, sure is. Yeah, we've started as many as five sophomores in multiple games this season. So it is. We're really, really young. And you know, the kids have committed to getting better in the off season. We're starting to keep our kids instead of letting them go to private schools. That's meant a big difference. And so we've got just enough players who have returned from last year and kind of show the way.
Masconomet boys basketball coach Steve Hines. For Saugus, their coach Joe Bertrand.
I thought we played really hard. We played as a team as always. You know, it was a game of runs, and they just had a few more runs than us. We just didn't come out on top.
We do have a complete scoreboard up on the website with all the scores from last night's action. In girls hockey, coming up this weekend and tomorrow, it's Winthrop playing at Gloucester. 4 o'clock faceoff. The Vikings are 5-2, Gloucester 8-2. For the Vikings, things start in goal as they've had three shutouts so far this year. And this is their coach, Anthony Martucci.
Well, we're very, very lucky to have a really good goalie in sophomore, Riley Tausch. She's really blossoming into a star for us, playing great hockey, just, technique and everything. She's just really come along real well. Worked out over the summer to get to this level, and she's playing really well. And then the four girls in front of her, the core four that are there, and then we got two that are mixed in, is Amelia Spencer, and then we have Adriana Rosado is one of our captains, and then we have Tegan Pereira and Avelina Coffey, and then the other two that mix in are Fran Andresano and Izzy Hain. It's just a really good group. Veterans, believe it or not, even though two of them are sophomores, and then you got a couple of juniors and a senior.
Winthrop hockey coach Anthony Martucci. We'll have a complete post-up with the Winthrop coach here on our website. This is North Shore Today, giving voice to the North Shore, the area's only daily news and sports podcast. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Have a great Friday and a great 3-day weekend.
We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plastow, New Hampshire.
This is MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore, and we are back now with the Winthrop High School hockey coach, Anthony Martucci. And, Coach, welcome back to MSO. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
You know, the first thing that jumps off the page with your team right away is your defense. Only Gloucester has scored as many as two goals against you guys. So why don't we start there? Tell me a little bit about from goaltending to defense to, team defense.
Well, we're very, very lucky to have a really good goalie in sophomore Riley Tausch. She's really blossoming into a star for us, playing great hockey. Just technique and everything. She's just really come along real well. Worked out over the summer to get to this level, and she's playing really well. And then the four girls in front of her, the core four that are there, and then we got two that are mixed in is Amelia Spencer, and then we have. We got Adriana Rosado is one of our captains, and then we have Tegan Pereira and Avelina Coffey, and then the other two that mix in are Fran Andresano and Izzy Hain. It's just a really good group. Veterans, believe it or not, even though two of them are sophomores, and then you got a couple of juniors and a senior.
Well, that's pretty scary to the rest of the league, I got to tell you. In terms of scoring, who are your leaders there?
Right now, Sammy Demento, one of our captains, a senior, she's up there at the top of our scoring leaders. And then Talia Martucci is right up there as well. And also Izzy Cash and Hannah Parker, they're all doing a lot of scoring for us so far this year.
So this roster I'm looking at with Samantha, does she wear number 88?
Yes, she does.
I wonder why. Okay. That's pretty cool. Oh, man. All right, so again, defense has led the way. But the goal differential, 34 goals for, 5 against. I mean, that's incredible, giving up only 5 goals in 7 games. And I know, Coach, that Gloucester's Super Bowl was made when they went to the Larson and beat you guys. But I'm looking at the Peabody game, too. I mean, Peabody, Linfield, North Reading, they roll it up against everybody. But, again, only giving up 2 goals. Those were back-to-back. How have the kids responded since then?
Well, I got to be honest with you. We were very, very we had a tough time losing those 2 games. I don't know but it was a 41-game unbeaten streak that was stopped by Peabody in the regular season. So the girls were kind of really down about that. They didn't want to let that go. But it was good because it did relieve some of that pressure that we were going into games with trying to, hold on to that. But I thought that the Peabody team was great. They're a well-coached team and fast and an excellent team, and they capitalized on a couple of mistakes. And then I was very impressed with Gloucester. I know that they have a lot of seniors this year, but I thought they were well-coached, and I thought they stuck to their game plan and played very well against us as well. So, tough to lose those 2 games, but 2 teams that played very well against us and held their ground.
You know, I remember in baseball, Roger Day over at Danvers had several winning streaks, and they were long. And when the end of them came, it wasn't all that upsetting to him, because his point was every single time you go out there on the field, in your case on the ice, the other team knows that they've got a chance to upset the best. And so it does put an extra burden on the kids. But then, you bounce right back with 5 goals the following 2 games in a row. So that's in the past now, and you've got a new streak going, I presume, in terms of paying attention to things. Well, what's the word I'm looking for? Anyway, attention to detail. I mean, they're back. They don't have to worry about that anymore.
Right, right. Yeah, that's the thing. It's like you said, we're kind of concentrating on starting a new streak and trying to play the best that we can. You know, change our best every day. That's the goal, and the girls are really working hard. So I'm impressed, and I'm happy with them. So
yeah,
they're good.
Focus was the word I couldn't get. Anyway, Coach, you know what's funny? There are 3 There are three rinks on the North Shore that just, again, stand out to me in terms of being very difficult for visiting teams to play in. One is the Graff up in Newburyport. Number two is the Larson. Well, actually, number one is the Larson. That's the toughest, in my opinion. Number two is the Graff. And then number three is the Talbot. So now, big game on Saturday. How are the kids and you preparing for this?
Well, we're working really hard trying to, we watched some film, we studied a little bit, and we're doing a bunch of different things as far as, trying to keep the speed up and the passing and really more focused on getting to the net and crashing the net for rebounds and doing the small things right. But we know we're in for a tough one. Gloss is a very good team, and that's a tough place to play. I remember when I played, it was always tough to play there. Against a lot of good players. I know that, Jeremy Jewell and Daryl Sepple, there was a lot of good players back when I played.
Big so, names, so yeah. Well, it's funny. The three rinks I mentioned, you always have a great home crowd and great student body support.
Yes, yes. Larson is a tough place to play because it's a really small rink. So a small surface, and then like when we switch over to like a Salem or to the Talbot, it's a bigger surface. So for us, it's a little bit of an adjustment, just like it is for everybody else coming into Larson.
I just thought of something silly, but boy, if there were ever a co-ed league, Winthrop would lead the way with the girls and boys who skate over there.
Yeah, it was a great game last night. To see the Winthrop boys and the Gloucester boys, they waged a real, real good war last night. I was on hand for that. It was awesome to watch.
Oh, that's great. It's great the kids support one another. Well, Coach, tough schedule. And then after that, you've got a couple of tough games coming up as well. But what else would you want to tell me about your kids?
Well, just it's a whole new look this year. We lost four really good seniors last year, three of them being triplets,
right.
and a couple that have, found their way into the record books as far as scoring wise. And then, obviously their system playing a really big role for defense for us. And then Mia Norris is, playing club hockey up at Syracuse right now. So she was a very good player for us as well. So it's a whole new look. And, what I'm happy about is these girls have taken on, a lot of different roles that they didn't carry before, and I'm very proud of them, especially, the three captains, Rosado and Demento and Parker, have really been great leaders for us, and hopefully they can continue to push the group.
Did any of your alumni players come to visit over the holidays in terms of going to a game or just stopping by?
Well, we have a very fun Christmas Eve practice where we do like a skills competition, and several of them came back to skate on it, and they like to test their slap shots and see how hard their slap shots are. So they came out and did a few things with us. It was fun to have we had about 8 to 10 of them there for that, and it was good.
Oh, that must be a great feeling, Coach. I appreciate your time. Thanks for talking to me, Anthony, and I will check in with you either next week or the week after.
Thanks for the call, and always great to talk to you.
Same here, Coach. Thanks. Take care. All right, bye-bye. That's Anthony Martucci, who is the Winthrop High School girls hockey coach. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.